Are you ready to find peace in your heart? Of course you do. I'm Coach Easy, and welcome to the 'Cause It's Easy Show. As an empowered empath, empowering mindsets, and confidence through adversity, I will help you connect and conquer. Listen in as we talk real about serious concerns in the world and learn how by working together we can make life amazing. You are the ultimate number one in your life, and that's why you can be whoever you want and do whatever you want. Without worrying what anyone else thinks. Why? Because it's easy. With me, Coach Easy. I believe there is a path to an easier way, and having God in your life is the key. On this show, laughter is a promise, and music is the spiritual language. Because it's easy. Starts now. Well, hello. It's Coach Easy, and you're listening to Because It's Easy Show on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay with us for the next 30 minutes and let us help you experience your own transformation. Each week, Tuesdays, 3:30 Pacific, 5:30 Central, we will have some fun and we will drop some knowledge to help you on your journey of transformation. Because it's easy. With Coach Easy. So how's it going, everybody? Everybody good? I hope... I don't know about you guys, but our weather here has been phenomenal. It's about time. We really needed it. So what I'm going to talk about today is, I don't know how many people have ever experienced any type of childhood trauma. So healing from childhood trauma is something that I've had to do myself. Kind of why I want to find out what people, if it's been a problem as your adult life has been going. Sometimes it can hold us back from different things because it's not something we just can get over. We usually have to take the time to heal, you know. I've spoke to people in the past that are things that traumatic happened to them when they was a kid, and it still affects them today. So just trying to see what anybody else has experienced. So I got a couple questions to ask you. So do you keep, you know, your experience hidden? I mean, do you keep it hidden? Do you ever talk about maybe a childhood trauma by any means that you had to deal with? Do you tell anybody about it, or do you just kind of keep it to yourself? Have you ever took the time to heal? Or what have you dealt with as an adult because of it? And maybe it's time to heal. I was going to play you guys a song that's really good. It's about healing. It's from the band Motley Crue's old bass player, Nikki Sixx, but I don't know if anybody knows that. I've healed from a lot of things in my life. I went through a childhood trauma where I was injured really bad. Had head injuries. I was clinging to life. And throughout my life, I had to deal with it quite a bit, you know, from friends making fun of me, from just called survival, because that's all you want. You want your friends to like you. You want people to like you. And so you try not to talk about the subject. But when everybody brings it up, well, for me, it made the front page of the newspaper. So it was known to everybody, it seemed like. But then again, so then I got older. I kind of forgot about it. I spaced it off. Never really discussed it. Never was a subject really, unless somebody was teasing me. But then as I got older, I wrecked my motorcycle. Probably shouldn't even have had one, but I had another head injury. And this time wasn't as serious, but it woke me up. And so for me, I think I talked about last week with being an empath, I just assumed it was something that had to do with my brain. How long it was because of my skills, my being an empath, which so many people, I've got a couple friends that are empaths. So many people talk about it now. Nobody ever heard of it for a long time, but I have a couple friends who are like, why do you even label it? Why label it? Well, because it's got to be something, right? Got to be something. But my point is it's hindered me all my life. And made me insecure. And so what I had to do was empower myself And believe it or not, COVID was good for something. Gave me almost three years to empower myself. And that's kind of why I want to come here, to help share people, help people do the same thing. But having that childhood trauma was a big part of why I am who I am. And I just love to talk to people. You can always find me on Facebook, TikTok, Instagram, and I'll leave the links for you. They're on my profile, but I talk about a lot about that because I've also dealt with being teased because of my childhood trauma. So the biggest step, the biggest thing you can do is understand why you are the way you are. And if it's because of that childhood trauma, face it and fix it. So many of us, especially men, I don't know if you men will watch this, but we stuff everything down, man. We got to be our manly self, right? And that's another thing I've learned. It's okay to be soft and hard. That's a true man right there. If you can share your feelings, man, maybe even cry on occasion. Ever since I quit drinking and not taking any more, I take no pills. I've seen a spike a little bit in my anxiety, but I've also seen a spike in my clarity. My mind's so clear. But I have my feelings. My feelings. I mean, I've got more feelings than I the pills were making me numb, along with the alcohol. And it's almost a challenge for me. Can I get by without pills? Because I'm no offense to anybody else, but being my experience with pain pill addiction back when I had back surgery, I'm almost afraid of taking any pills. Just be honest. And if I can get by without taking pills and just sticking to natural stuff, there's so many things we can use naturally. And I could easily share that with you guys too on occasion. I'm easy to get a hold of. You know, my website, www.cuzitseasy.com. It's still kind of in the making. I mean, it's done, but there's always some room for more. But I'm always open to talk to people. Matter of fact, giving away three free 30-minute consultations for the first three to acknowledge the show that I'm here, that you're here. I just do. I love talking to people. I love sharing my knowledge. But the key to being full of knowledge is also open to listening to that person. The old saying, you have the freedom of speech, but you also have the freedom not to listen. So you can do both. That's the greatness of the freedom part, you know? Freedom of speech, freedom not to listen. So the loss of dream, I mean, part of childhood trauma, sometimes we get stuck in a rut where we don't think, you have to understand kind of what happens emotionally to us. If you can figure that out, then you're on your way. Sometimes when we have those, we lose our dreams. And I don't mean just the dreams. I'm talking about the dreams. Like when you dream, and dreams are supposed to be made to come true, if you believe in that. And so many times we give up on them because they don't seem realistic. Or, I don't know, for me sometimes I've been lazy. Like, yeah, that's not realistic. Oh, yeah. And I would say my not my mentor, but my kind of my role model. I love Steve Harvey. He just speaks to me, man. I think it's because he's funny. And he's got a lot of good information. And Jordan Peterson. Those are my two guys. How many of you think you've fulfilled your destiny? Because I think we're all here for a reason, right? Nurses they're here to be nurses. That's their gift. Teachers, they're here to be teachers. That's their gift. We all have a gift. I believe so. We're all born with a gift. Whether we find out what that gift is, that's for us to figure it out. And I didn't even figure mine out until 3 or 4 years ago, right? And I should have known, though, because I've always been that person that likes to help, but not ask for help. So there you go. So we're going to go over dreams, go over the different traumas. I don't know if you guys maybe even have more than one. Life is tough, man. Life can be real tough. I mean, it ain't, I say it's easy, but that's just because we make it harder than it could be. But it still ain't easy. You know what I mean? There's still lots of things that we battle through. We're tested all the time. And I think the ones that are tested the most, the ones that have the most adversities, are the ones God has a lot of hope for, because God gives his toughest things to his toughest warriors. Believe that. If you're into God, which I would, it's always a good thing. So, loss of dreams. So when I say loss of dreams, we get crushed. When I say you lost a boyfriend and you're just crushed. You had dreams of where you were going to be, maybe be married to him later down the road, you know, big white wedding, white dress. And those dreams are crashed, you know, they're crushed. Maybe you're going to go to, you're a football player. Let's say you're a football player, high school. You got dreams of playing college ball, maybe going to the pros. And then your knee goes out. And it's a bad one. And all your dreams come crashing down. You don't get to go play football. I mean, those are things that are childhood trauma that's hard to get over. I'm not even talking about just physical, like, but for my sake, emotional is a big part of it too. It could even be something as simple as being on social media and somebody spreads a rumor about you that's really bad, and it never just doesn't go away forever. You know, like, social media could be brutal. So that's a trauma. I mean, we all have different ones. But we're going to talk about that here in a minute. We're going to go to break here a couple minutes. But anybody wants to share one of their stories, and I'll sure be one to try to respond, give you my thoughts on it. And there's so many things we can do, and I'm going to go over that when we get back from the break. So think of something. We'll be right back, and we're going to talk about the just basically what it's like to what it's like to live like that with those dreams. So come back and join us here soon, if you would.
Have you walled yourself in? Are you hiding from yourself and others? There are a lot of theories about what is wrong in the world. What few people talk about is self-love. Linda Lamp can help you reconnect with your soul's knowledge and aid you on your journey to wholeness. She helps you love yourself because the love of oneself is the most critical and fundamental love that exists. To find out more, visit lyndalamp.com. That's L-Y-N-D-A Lamp.
Are you ready to branch out, to take a leap of faith, to love yourself and others fully? Join Erica Gifford Mills in her signature series, The Rooted Life. This virtual 12-week series will equip, empower, and enlighten you. This is a coaching series that allows both group and individual work. 12 weekly, 1-hour sessions in the comfort of your own home. Schedule your free Empower Hour now at GetRootedRadio.com. That is GetRootedRadio.com.
You've been listening, but are you watching? Tune in to your favorite shows on the Transformation Talk Radio Facebook page. We stream live video podcasts every day, and we love to hear from you. Leave comments and questions for the host to address live, on the air, and get to know the faces behind the voices you love. Just go to Facebook and search for Transformation Talk Radio.
Yeah, yippee skippy.
Hey, we're back. Good to have you here on the Because It's Easy show with Coach Easy. And what we were talking about is childhood trauma. And if it's affecting you in your adult life, because I've got an actual course that I do on it, partly one-on-one, and then it's partly stuff from, you know, work you do from home. But I've went through so many programs for the last 3 years because it's just, when you quit drinking, you quit going out and partying, you find things to do. And I love learning. Knowledge is power. That's what they say. And it's pretty true. I've never had so much knowledge in my brain, but I didn't really care. You know, I'm just being honest with you. It's amazing what happens to you when you don't have stuff clean, you know, making your brain fuzzy. So we were talking about childhood trauma and what it does to your dreams. Sometimes it can affect your, you know, you may have no confidence to do things after you have some type of trauma. Your self-esteem can be low. You may become inverted. You just don't, you really are just like your dreams are crushed. And that's a lot for people to understand. That can totally shut a person's future down if they don't get a grasp on it. It can make you go from being successful to completely not. If you let it, but you don't have to let it. So you're going to say your sense of, one of the things they say you lose your sense of self. You doubt yourself, kind of what I was just talking about. And a big one for me, and this is kind of because my kids are growing and out of the house pretty much, is a loss of purpose. I know one of the things that this is more for men, but Jordan Peterson had a good point when he was saying men almost need their family more when they're old and out of the house than they did when they were little. Because usually, you know, the mom generally takes care of the kids most of the time, even if she's working, you know, unless your working hours are coincided, you guys work together, of course, but moms are made to be moms. I mean, you know, moms are made to be, and taking nothing away from them. Actually, they're heroes, man, because they can do it both. They take care of the kids, keep the house. They do it all. Guys, we'll do it. I've done it. But it's not natural. It's like women may not like to do it, but they do it. I don't understand. I don't understand how I explain it any better. But when I give women a lot of credit, I really do. I've never been one to knock them, especially if they have a job, too, and do the take care of the kids, you know?
Oh, yeah. I'm about to interject right here because my mom's a powerhouse.
Right?
Yeah, my mom did it all. She raised 3 kids. She worked full-time hours. She was trying her best. She was always there for me, you know?
Absolutely. Same with my mom. That's why I said some people, I'm a Gen X, but we're always been known as the latchkey kids, you know? Like, parents were never home because they were working, and sometimes I didn't, but some people had to take care of their siblings. You know, we had to grow up fast. But yep, my exactly. Mom, she worked, you know, she was like my dad's administrator. She did all his work, his office work, and still tutored me around everywhere. And I took care of my sisters. I mean, my mom's a rock star too. Moms aren't rock stars for any of you moms out there.
Remember, Mother's Day is coming up. Don't forget.
Yes. Don't forget that, Mother's Day. I don't think we ever forget Mother's Day. It's only Father's Day that gets forgotten.
Ah, poor dads.
I know it, but... So back what I was saying about the Jordan Peterson brought this up and said men need their family more as they get older because we lose our sense of purpose. When our kids are young, we working, you know, we're gonna work till sun goes down, providing for our family, protecting our family, making sure our family has everything they want. It's like we're not around much though, some of us. But boy, when we get older, maybe we just have kind of maybe a little bit easier job, or maybe we don't work, and even older people, maybe they're on Social Security, whatever. But we live for the grandkids, or we need people, right? So dealing with trauma, if you haven't got a hold of it, can be worse by yourself. It's easy to not let it bother you when your family's still around and you have responsibilities. Of course, we don't talk about it at work because then we're not manly, but it's okay. But like my son told me one day, I kind of got emotional. I was kind of opening up to him about something. And I go, man, I'm sorry, man. I'm apologizing. I'm crying. He said, Pops, man, that's okay, Pops. He goes, you're purging. You're purging. You've been stuffing shit down all your life because that's what men do. We'll deal with it later. That's our, you know, I'm okay. Toughen up, rub some dirt on it. We're good. And we stuff it away. At some point in our life, it's got to come out. You just never know. Something will trigger you. Maybe not. Maybe you'll be one of the lucky ones and nothing ever comes about. But it definitely has to affect you on occasion inside you, whether you show it on the external or not. Because trauma is trauma, man. It's something that's never going to be. We can probably not remember it for a long time, but it's never going to be completely forgotten because it's a part of us. It is stuck inside of us. It happened, man. So you just got to learn how to deal with it. You got to learn how to cope with it so it doesn't affect you, if that makes sense. Because I know one thing, losing your purpose sucks, but they all suck. Doubting yourself. I doubted myself so much when I was younger, way younger, but I was one of them average, maybe a little better than average athletes. Like, I didn't even go out for football when I got to high school because I was lacking confidence. And I was pretty good, I thought, in eighth grade. But that was my lack of confidence because I just didn't think I was worthy. But damn it, I am. And people like me. Oh, I can't remember how he says it. Guy from Saturday Night Live. He's kind of funny. And gosh darn it, people like me. Anyway, so you'll lose a lot of things. You lose your loss of, you know, just adventure, trying new things. You kind of get stuck in the same old routine of doing the same thing all the time because that's what you know. You're afraid to extend yourself to try something new because you don't want to either look stupid or you don't want to fail. But it's uncomfortable. And I'm just starting to do that, is extend myself a little bit and try new things, even some food. And I don't do that very well. I'm picky as hell when it comes to food. But you ain't living if you ain't trying new things. I think you stick with the same things all the time. Because that's even now, I'm going through that now. I've been single for quite a while. And I realized part of the reason is because I'm stuck in my ways. Because I don't want to extend myself and go to the bars or go to places where, you know, I can meet some women. But also it's a comfort feeling. And I think this goes for both men and women, which next week, by the way, we're going to talk. I got a friend coming on. We're going to talk about relationships and dating. Because I think it's kind of a concern right now. A lot of people fussing about it. But no, definitely want to extend yourself a little bit and see what you're missing. Because we do get in our comfort zones when we're married, especially with kids or whatever. We get into that same routine. And then when we're divorced, if we're divorced, God forbid, we kind of get into our own independent way of doing things. You know, and I think people, the older we get, we don't want to change. We get stuck in our ways, if that makes sense. Because, and I know this for a fact, I mean, I haven't really done a survey, but I'm top 100 people surveyed. No, I just can see it. That's that intuition in me. There was an article I read last week, and I know I'm getting off subject for a minute, but younger people aren't even dating these days. I don't know what that deal is all about. But I know that older people aren't really dating either for whatever reason. I think that's partly the women. The women are just kind of like, a lot of women have been tore up. A lot of women have been treated shitty. And so either they're assholes to men or they're hurt, broken.
I think we're all assholes.
Right. Well, I think everybody's an asshole, but that's what I mean. Like they're sticking to their kids right now. They just finished the last part of their high school and their stuff, you know, and then they'll try it again maybe after that. But I know I'm done asking women out.
Just stay in the comfort zone, right?
I'm just scared because I don't want to be rejected, but I'm also not going to just go up to random women and be like, hey, you want to go?
Yeah, but you realize that like after you get past that fear and like actually do it, it feels much more invigorating than actually staying in your comfort zone, you know?
It does. That's the point. And I'm just had so many rejections. It's not been that way for me.
Right. Tell me about it.
I wouldn't even call them rejections. I call it, you can pick up a vibe. You know, if you start a conversation with somebody and just don't seem interested, you're like, okay, then.
Yeah, let's not do that.
Usually, my biggest thing is, you know what's sexy as hell is what I always tell people? Effort.
Right.
When somebody gives you effort, whether you're dating or you're just meeting each other, that's sexy. Because that shows their interest. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
When you're the ones doing the conversation the whole time, you can feel it. Like, they're not interested. Because there's got to be two to tango. That's why text messaging is stupid. I don't know how old you are, man, but I so hate text messaging.
It's hard to convey exactly what you're feeling through text messages. It's hard.
Exactly. I've had so many people think I'm an asshole, and I was just trying to be funny.
Right.
It's like, what? I said, he took me out of context.
All right. So we've got to wrap it up over here.
The dating scene. Dating sites don't work. So, hey, we're out of here. We about done?
Yep. You got less than a minute now.
Well, I'll be dang. This show went too quick, guys. It was fun. Right. I hope you guys enjoyed it. So join me next week. Talk about some relationships with Coach Easy on the 'Cause It's Easy Show.
You've been listening to the 'Cause It's Easy Show with me, Coach Easy. Empowered empath, empowering mindsets, and building confidence through adversities. Tune in every Tuesday at 3:30 Pacific, 5:30 Central Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com, where I, Coach Easy, will show you the easy way to make your life simple, abundant, and amazing. No matter what you have experienced in your life, you can feel positive, confident, learn to laugh, and have fun again. For more information on the 'Cause It's Easy approach, visit 'CauseItsEasy.com. 'Cause, C-U-Z, it's easy, E-A-Z-Y.com.
The views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.